This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Brazil's government is showing growing interest in U.S.-style affirmative action. Some ministries are using racial quotas when hiring employees, and education officials are considering something similar for public universities. Some politicians want to go further. They say it's the time to place racial quotas on the make-believe version of Brazil that's seen on television. NPR's Martin Costi reports.
On the southern outskirts of Rio de Janeiro, the Globo TV network is shooting yet another primetime soap opera, known here as novelas. Globo's novelas are hugely popular. They often command more than 50% of the TV audience, and they have a way of influencing people's choices in everything from slang to tennis shoes.
Silêncio, por favor. Roda.
Roda.
Atenção. Roda. Gravando.
Essa não. É a direção. Ficou dura, de repente.
Direção? Tô achando que foi o pneu. Arrebentou feio, hein?
In almost all Brazilian novellas, the starring roles are played by white actors. This scene, being shot in a plaster and plywood recreation of a Rio de Janeiro street, is typical. A tall, elegantly dressed white woman has car trouble. Her Audi has a flat tire. A smooth-talking mechanic, played by a man with olive skin, comes to help her out. The mechanic's assistants, two silent men in coveralls, are black. On the streets of the real Rio de Janeiro, black Brazilians such as Pedro Prochedes say they've noticed the prevalence of white TV stars. I think there's racism, Prochedes says, because when you see blacks on TV, they generally play the role of maids and thieves. They never play the role of someone in high society. Black actors confirm this. Lucio Silva is an aspiring leading man, but at the moment he's an extra, killing time on the set of a historical novella where he and his friends play slaves. They generally put more black actors in historical novellas like this, Silva says. His friends chime in, saying it's nearly impossible for them to land speaking parts. They prefer blue-eyed blondes, says one slave extra. Another one, named Fabiano Roberto, says the TV network is afraid of giving blacks leading roles because, in his words, blacks are bad for the ratings. The solution, according to Brazilian Congressman Paulo Paim, is to set up a quota system. Paim says the world of TV fantasy must do a better job of reflecting a country where more than half the population has some African heritage.
You have to see this from the perspective of the self-esteem of the black community. I want black children and adults to see blacks in the role of the hero. I want them to see that a fairy or an angel can also be played by a black person.
Paim has introduced legislation requiring that at least 25% of actors appearing on TV and in the movies be of African descent. Paim says he hasn't seen any sign of an organized lobbying effort against the bill, and no TV bosses have criticized it in public. But Ana Maria Moretzon, one of the writers of the Globo novellas, says quotas would restrict freedom of creativity.
What's going to happen, in my opinion, is that to have the law enforced, and really to make it work, you are going to create a few number of characters that don't mean anything at all, and they are going to be there, and that's worse.
Paim's legislation has attracted a lot of publicity on the coattails of the projects to bring affirmative action into universities and governments. But many black Brazilians are skeptical. Rosângela Silva, who works as a cashier and watches the novellas almost every evening, says she believes Brazil suffers from what she calls ugly racism, in which blacks like her are seen with, in her words, indifference. But she says quotas will just make things worse.
Não deveria existir regras, né, para cor, porque afinal de contas...
There shouldn't be rules for color, Silva says, because after all, skin tone shouldn't determine whether someone is appealing to other people. The actors' quotas bill stands a reasonable chance of passing in at least one chamber of the Brazilian Congress. But many Brazilians doubt it will ever become a law that's enforced. Still, just the fact that this and other quota laws are being considered shows how much official attitudes have changed in Brazil, a country which once thought of itself as the most racially egalitarian country in the world. Martin Costi, NPR News, Rio de Janeiro.